This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, Josh, you mentioned here Sharpiegate, where this director, I want you to repeat this now for our Genesis audience, and somehow you're moving around, there's a lot of just scratch, scratch, scratch going on, so you're probably doing some lighting on your computer, but tell us what's going on with Sharpiegate.
Well, Sharpiegate is real. Sharpiegate is deliberate, and Sharpiegate was purposeful, and we now have proof of that through an email that has come out from a Kelly Dixon, who is the assistant director of elections in Maricopa County. She put out a directive during early voting that from October 23rd until November 2nd, she instructed all election clerks to pass out all point pens. However, for election day, she switched that direction, that directive, to be Sharpies. So in other words, during early voting, when she knew that more Democrats and liberals would come in to vote, they were going to be able to use ballpoint pens so their votes would count. However, on election day, when the majority of Trump supporters and patriots come out to vote because they don't trust early voting, they don't trust absentee voting, they don't trust mail-in voting for obvious reasons, they vote in person. So she switched. She switched to Sharpies, knowing that they would bleed through, knowing that they would spoil ballots, knowing that it would be uncountable ballots, unreadable ballots, and she stole hundreds of thousands of Americans in Maricopa County's votes away from them.
Wow.
She should be arrested, tried, convicted, and thrown in prison for the rest of her life, or better yet, buried underneath the jail, because what she did is treasonous. She stole an American's right to vote away. She did it deliberately, and she needs to pay for what she has done. Mark Brnovich needs to open up criminal investigations into Kelly Dixon. They need to open up criminal investigations into Katie Hobbs. They need to open up criminal investigations into the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors. And, of course, they need to open up criminal investigations into Doug Ducebag, because he's the one that signed off on fraudulent election results. That's what we're finding out. This is the information coming out of Arizona. And President Trump won by a minimum of 107,550 votes. I believe that number is going to be closer to 4, 5, 6, 7, or even 800,000 when it's all said and done.
You know, I wonder why these so-called pseudo-politicians think that they get elected office and they can manipulate the voters and the agenda to destroy our liberty, steal our property, force vaccinate us, and literally bring us in line with total communists. Remember, it's not just communism. I call it a form of new neo-feudalism by transnational corporations and the deep state, right? Neo-feudalism, right?
These people that stole America's God-given right through the Constitution to be able to vote in an election, these people need to be punished with the most severe penalties possible. And I mean long-term prison sentences. I'm talking deprivation, starvation, torture, beatings, whatever. They need to be dealt with, and they need to know that you're never going to steal another election ever again, because you probably won't be able to walk when we're done with you. That's what needs to happen.
Well, I like to know the psychology behind these people. I see this picture of her. She's got this murky face, like, I'm so smart, aren't I? I'm so smart. I'm thinking, they're evil. They're not smart. It's just plain evil, isn't it?
Well, if we don't get this election right, and we don't get this thing overturned, I'm telling you right now, there's going to be a civil war in this country,
and it's not going to be a pretty one. It's going to happen because we're not going to sit back and accept a stolen election with all of this forensic evidence in front of us. And these bastards are going to sit there and smirk and say, get over it. No, you get over it. And here's how you're going to get over it, because we're going to get over it on top of you. And it's not going to be pretty, and it's going to be over fast.
Now, the timeline looks like, I think that Mike Lindell may even be right, that with these three states, Georgia, Pennsylvania, and Arizona, we may already have almost the quorum necessary to remove Biden from office. How close is this? Because it looks to me like it's a lot closer than we thought before.
No, it's not, because at this point, there is no other forensic audit that has started yet. I mean, you have court cases, of course, in Georgia, and you have subpoenas getting ready to be issued in Pennsylvania. But to say that we are anywhere close, no, we're not even anywhere close. We've had one audit completed, and even that one is not 100% completed because they're still stalling on the key codes, the passcodes, you know, the tokens, all the different things that they need in order to facilitate finishing the Arizona audit. So, no, this is nowhere near done yet. Now, if Georgia was finished and there was just one more state to go, I may agree with you. But at this point right now, no. The stall tactics have been put in place, and they're pushing to litigate.
Why are the rhinos allowing the stall tactics? Because what I can see is...
Because they're in on it. Because they all hate Trump. This whole election was stolen because of one man. It wasn't because they wanted to gain power. It wasn't because they wanted to steal an election. It was all because they hate one man, President Trump, and they couldn't bear to stand to see him back in power for another 4 years because he doesn't fit their mold. He's not the type of politician that they can control, and therefore, because the American people love him, they hated him even more. So what happened? They worked with the Democrats. Never forget this. This election never would have been stolen if it was just Democrats. They worked with the Republicans. They paid off the judges to not take the cases. This was an international criminal conspiracy against one man to keep one man from being in office.
Well,
and
I think
it's slowly unraveling, and all of the things that they're doing to cover things up are being uncovered.
No, the reason this one man is very unusual, President. First off, he's not tied to big tech or big media. Secondly, he actually is an American patriot, so he tried to do everything. The only thing that he screwed up on was the vaccines. That's he trusted people around him, like, you know, like Pence, who double-crossed him with the EUA emergency use authorization. So the reason is it's that one man is so unusual. He's not like previous presidents. They're often beholden to the big tech and the big media and the deep state.
Right. Even Reagan was not, you know, as genuine, I guess is the word you could say, as President Trump was. And Reagan was a great president. He was a great conservative. He loved this country. He did a phenomenal job, except for creating VAERS and amnesty. I mean, those were his two big no-nos, basically. But, I mean, President Trump's faults were as clear as day. He was terrible at picking cabinet members, horrible at it. Now, I don't know if he just listened to the wrong people or what, but he surrounded himself with devils. He surrounded himself with people that were backstabbers.
Right.
And that was his downfall. That was President Trump's downfall, because even with all of those people, he was still able to accomplish so much more than any president in the history of the United States.
Now, my guess is that a couple things are happening. The Dow dropped 900 points in anticipation of the new versions of the virus arriving. I think that we're heading toward an economic crash that's going to make 1929 look like a garden party. And the amount of spending without any proper restraint and the attempt to get rid of all crypto and other currencies like Bitcoin and so on, at the same time they want to put their own, you know, Fed coin out there, I think we're at the verge of an economic collapse. At the same time, they want to force vaccine as a gunpoint, which isn't going to happen. And the first one, they might get a few people, but eventually enough resistance. There are going to be, unfortunately, some injured nurses, health professionals, and officers trying to force vaccinate needles into people's arms that refuse to let them do it. And that's going to result in a shootout. It's not going to be pleasant. It'll be an ugly shootout with people saying, you're not forcing it into my arm. I know it's dangerous, and I'm not going to let you do it to me. And this lady up in Napa Valley that got sued, she was giving a certificate because of some homeopathic thing we did. Well, we never did anything like that. But she thinks she was tempting the tail of the tiger. You know, this is a bad system. You know, when the dragon wants to eat you, if they're hungry, they're going to eat you. And she's been eaten now. She's in jail. Was looking at 25 years just because he proved that the vaccines were neither useless or people needed to be able to prove immunity, which apparently she was doing some kind of proof at lab tests. Work with other doctors. So you can't do these things out in the open, or you go to the big house. Because if you tell the truth, that's it. They can't tolerate you, right?
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Have shown up. We now have the Delta and the other strains are increasing dramatically in terms of frequency. We know that they are more aggressive and more lethal than the regular coronavirus. We know that also the vaccines are not working against the new versions. So what we're saying is, number one, the vaccines don't work against the new Delta and Lambda strains. Number two, they're killing more people. Number three is parts of Europe and elsewhere are locking back down again. And I don't think the population here in North America is up to that. I think the economy one more lockdown and parts of the economy will never come back, right?
Well, look, I think, you know, if we can get rid of this demented old fool, you know, things can get back to normal in due time. But as far as all the other stuff is concerned, America does not have an appetite for a lockdown. So I can tell you right now it's not going to happen, okay?
Right.
And and here's the thing. Because they lied about the potency, if you will, of COVID to begin with, and then they locked everybody down because, you know, they said it was so bad, and then we found out that they lied to us and it wasn't. The sad part is that in the future, if there ever is another quote-unquote real dangerous pandemic, then people are not going to believe the government because they lied to them already once.
Right.
And they're still not going to have lockdowns. So the lockdowns are over, okay? You saw what's happening right now in France. You know, they're not taking the lockdowns. And we're not going to take the lockdowns here. And even in California, which is a communist state, even the chief of police for, I think it was Los Angeles County, said he's not going to enforce mask mandates because now they're trying to remask everybody and cover everybody up and all this other crazy stuff. And there's no more appetite to be lied to. The American people, fool me once, shame on us. Fool me twice, shame on you. And we're at point number two. So,
what do you think is going to happen in the next, say, 3 months? We've got now August next month, September.
I would only hope and pray in the next 3 months that somehow Georgia and Pennsylvania's audits are completed. And when I say completed, I mean completed to the very end. They are using Jovan Pulitzer's kinematic forensic technology, as was used in Arizona, and we have the results within 3 months.
Right. So we're talking about right now it's the 19th. We're talking about, let's say, August is 19th is 1 month. September 19th is 2 months, and October 19th is right before Halloween is 3 months.
Right.
So we're saying that by the middle of October, we should have all these audits finished, and we should be ready to close the game and get rid of Biden. Now,
I'm assuming if we can get them done without stalls, without stall tactics, get these audits done. Let's just say by the end of the year, by December, the end of the year. Then you have until, what, November of 2022, right, before the midterms? So that would mean that you would have January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, and October to get rid of Biden somewhere before 2022.
Right.
And that would be, I would say, a realistic time frame.
And that would be our Christmas Hanukkah present, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. It would be the greatest thing that's ever happened in the United States' history. Okay? It would be like winning the Revolutionary War all over again from the British, because right now there is a tyrant in the makes of, you know, the world's worst dictators that has stolen this election, that has stolen our rights away, that has muzzled us, that has silenced us, that has interrogated us, that has intimidated us, that has, you know,
well, they're also known as doctors like this, not female doctor. I think she went.
Needs to go.
I think she went a little bit far by offering people certificates that, you know, from her little technique. But what we were doing, and we're talking about was before, was actually just doing a lab test to show if you have immunity. They should be testing the entire public proper to see if you have immunity. My guess is 56% of adults already have natural immunity. That's why the virus is waning. But these new versions of the virus, the Delta and Lambda version, are caused because you mutated the virus inside people that are sick, that have been made sick by the vaccine. So it's not the same as 1917, where the second wave happened and they killed only 50 to 100 million people. This is going to go on and on because the vaccinations mutate the virus further and cause no new super strains. So, and that's exactly what they want. They know the virus is not very bad at all. It's less, more mild than the regular flu. But the vaccines are increasing the lethality of the flu, and also themselves are killers. So I think this is going to get very, very ugly here in the next few months. I call it the zombie apocalypse upon us, right?
Yeah, well, look, I think that, you know, the left is going to try to fight as much they can against these audits. But the American people need to fight back because we are stronger than the federal government in numbers,
right.
Way stronger.
and we can beat them, and we will beat them, we will defeat them. And when we do, and when we have the ability to have three of these audits done, and we can push our state legislatures to decertify these elections, all three of them. Now you are, both candidates are under 270 threshold. And from there, it goes to the House of Representatives. No, not Nancy's house, the state houses. And there are more Republicans than Democrats by at least 8 or 9 or even 10. And so even if you take the rhinos, like in Michigan and Wisconsin, that would likely vote for Biden, even with all the evidence showing that their states were stolen, you still have a 3-4 vote lead for Trump to be back in office. And at that point, we would have to crush all dissent. Antifa, BLM, anyone that riots, they would have to be shot on sight. That's it. Done. Goodbye. This is how it's going to be. You stole the election. The rightful winner of the election is back in power, and he's going to rule the country with freedom and liberty and prosperity, and anyone that gets in the way of that needs to be dealt with.
How about those people that don't want the shots anymore? I mean, he's going to still continue his shot program, Josh. So I guess I'm going to be in his way.
He may and he may not. I think it's our job to educate him on the dangers of that. I'm not so much worried about that as I am about...
Well, I am, because millions of people are going to be dying.
I'm more worried about getting Biden out, because more people will be dead in the long run than in the short run with him still in office. The focus is, I think that the COVID thing is a whole diversion. You have to focus on one thing and one thing only, overturning the election.
Right.
Everything starts and stops with that. And our road to recovery starts with overturning the election, not COVID,
well,
lockdown.
I got an interesting question to ask you. The Communist Chinese are very concerned over the protests in Cuba. And the Democrats here in this country are blaming the protests on our Republicans. How can they do that? What kind of logic is that?
Blame them on whatever they want. It doesn't mean that it's true.
The Chinese are all very nervous about the protests, because it means another communist country is blowing up. Communism doesn't work, right?
And I would encourage people in China to take on their governments. I would encourage people in Syria, in North Korea, I mean, in Iran, all of these countries, they need to overthrow their communist regime.
Right.
I would love to see that happen.
Well, maybe Cuba's going to be the first of many. How's that?
I think it would be fantastic if Cuba was able to overthrow the communist government.
I'm
so happy about that. As a matter of fact, there should be Americans that are sending arms to Cuban dissidents in Cuba.
Good. Great idea if you're listening.
Mollusk is a 7-synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin-converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitaxin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system to our parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. A capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is hosting Jordan's King Abdullah at the White House on Monday. Their agenda is expected to include several regional issues and a show of support for the king after a challenge to his rule earlier this year. The president also touting the economy as Wall Street is in a free fall on Monday. Speaking at the White House, the president touting projections of growth in the coming months.
We've gone from 60,000 jobs per month to 60,000 jobs every 3 days, more than 600,000 jobs per month since it took office. More than 3 million new jobs.
In trading on Monday, the Dow at some points down over 800 points. The president saying that the bipartisan infrastructure framework and his Build Back Better plan will sustain growth for years to come. Pro-Cuba protests continuing in South Florida on Monday. This is USA Radio News. Western states are bracing for extreme fire conditions again this week, with high temperatures and lightning in the forecast for many areas. The National Interagency Fire Center saying some 80 wildfires are burning across the 13 states. More than 20,000 firefighters are on the front lines, with over 1 million acres burning across the West. A key vote is expected in the Senate this week on the $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure deal. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, is calling for a test vote this Wednesday on the bipartisan infrastructure bill, which is still being finalized. Senator Schumer believes a Wednesday deadline is feasible for the bipartisan group.
Yeah, look, there's no reason that the bipartisan group can't come to an agreement by Wednesday.
Meanwhile, Senate Democrats remain hopeful to pass a $3.5 trillion budget resolution blueprint. Schumer also putting a Wednesday deadline on the budget resolution. This is USA Radio News.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque, and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
With Josh gone now, we have John W. John, what's your analysis of the current situation?
Well, I'm not quite as optimistic as Josh is about the forthcoming lockdown, considering the power of the federal government, which I think has been underestimated by Josh. And I
power to do what though?
Well, power to basically put us under martial law, force so-called vaccinations for those who haven't taken
them. How likely is it they're going to run out of people stupid enough, doctors, nurses, and personnel to actually do this, kind of to a percentage of them that are going to end up dying at people's doorsteps at gunpoint trying to force a needle into somebody? How many people do you think it's going to happen?
I think many more people are going to die than you expect, Dr. Deagle.
Oh, no, I know. No, you don't know what I expect. I expect the millions of Americans to die. But I expect now that the millions of Americans are dying and the news are trying to crush the idea that the cardiomyopathy is caused by it. We now have the D-dimer test that's proving that everybody that's been vaccinated has clotting problems. I expect that the people that are going to resist, and I'm only going to say 2 to 5% are going to resist with violence. So when they come to the wrong home, these officers and health professionals are going to die. They won't have a bad day. They'll have to die trying to stick needles into people that might ruin their health or kill them. And the people aren't going to submit to that, no matter what the officers and the military personnel and the medical personnel say that Joe Biden wants them to do. My point is, at some point, they're going to run out of health professionals stunned enough to go with military officers to people's homes to vaccinate people. They're going to run out.
Right. At some point, that will occur. But a hell of a lot of people are going to be dying because of it. That's what. And I wish we could reduce that number significantly.
Well, There's three reasons why. Firstly, education has been mutated over the last 40 or 50 years, so people believe the news media and the colleges and universities.
Yes, I know.
They believe the regular news media. They believe the regular news media over people like me. Now, doctors that disagree with the authorities are criminals in the eyes of the government. Disagreement is a criminal offense. And at that point, it's called lock and load time. It's no longer, we're going to get a long time. It's now lock and load time where you come to my home to do stuff, violence, but I don't permit you to do so. You're going to be met with resistance.
Yeah.
Now, the majority of people are going to submit, and they're going to take the toxic shots, and many of them will get sick or die. But there's also going to be a percentage where they won't get away with it. And there's also certain states. For example, if I see the lock and load thing start here, let's say in California, I'm leaving the state. I'll move to Florida, where they have laws, or Tennessee, or Georgia, where they have laws against that. Texas, where they have laws against forced vaccination. I will not stay in a state that thinks that they have totalitarian control over me and my body. So states like California are losing people like crazy in businesses that actually make the state strong. And if they think they can survive this economically by just printing money, they're delusional. This is what Biden is doing for these poorly run Democratic states.
Yeah. Well, I think basically you and I are on the same page about this, Dr. Ziegel, but it is a concern. I'm hoping and praying for some miracles. If I may change the subject very quickly to Cuba, and the reason yes. for doing this is, ironically, I found out around 1980 that I was probably fairly well known about in Cuba. I couldn't believe it, but you see, Dr. Deagle, I was the person that proposed to the Eisenhower administration a landing at an area called Bahia de los Conchinos, which was just east of Zapata Peninsula at Playa Girón or Girón Beach. And as a result of that plan that I put in effect, because there was a CIA agent that turned out to be a double agent working for Castro, my name apparently got spread around Cuba, and I had no idea about this, thanks to the CIA. And so I became rather known there, having no clue whatsoever that had occurred. And in 1980, one of the former dissidents or one of the former citizens of Cuba who came to the United States who had earlier practiced law approached me and said, Mr. Spring, the basic reason why Bay of Pigs failed was not because of your plan, but rather it was due to the fact that there was a CIA agent who was in charge of communications on the island and was in charge of dispatching various groups and factions that would support the brigade that was landing at what's now referred to as the Bay of Pigs. And and as a result of that double agent not sending out the dispatches and the messages to those groups, it failed, and John F. Kennedy found out about it, and that's why he had to board it. And, of course, we were very angry with him at the time, but that's basically what happened. And it was a very good plan. And considering I was just 21 years of age at the time, it was rather remarkable. But you know a little bit about my intelligence and background and capability.
Right. So, John, here's what the situation is. In Cuba, the suffering is so great, even these hardened communists are trying to leave in revolt against the communist government.
Yeah.
And China is very concerned about it. Tell us about why the Chinese and communists in China and communists and elsewhere, like Iran, where they support the mullahs, or communists in North Korea, why they're all freaked out in these communist countries, what's going on in Cuba.
Well, Dr. Daigle, they're very concerned because the same thing could happen in Beijing and Tehran and Moscow. Of course, Moscow's no longer a communist nation, supposedly.
It's a totalitarian nation. They might call it not communist because really they changed the name to communist, but it's really a small clique that gets all the money. You know, this is a specific clique. I remember in medical school, Yana Zidorov, her father was a senior cardiologist who went from Moscow to become a senior cardiologist at Dalhousie University in Halifax, and he was very experienced. And and Zidorov was a really big Russian, very smart Russian. But she told me, because Yana was a good friend of mine, she said, you know, whenever we wanted something, we go down to the gray building, we had a little chit, so that if we needed to get something nobody else could get, we could always get it. Russian sausages, borscht, whatever we wanted. So I realized that the thing is that communism for me, nothing for you, is what they had. And only 10% of the Russian civilians were allowed to actually join the Communist Party. It
That's
wasn't
right.
for everybody. It was only for 10% of the population were allowed to join the Communist Party in Russia. Similar thing in China. There's only a small percentage of the population are members of the higher echelon. And so 80% of the new billionaires in the world have made deals between China and these transnational corporations. 80% of new billionaires are all Chinese from Communist China, made so by the Vatican, by the international banking systems, and by Western corporations. As part of the international deal we made with that specific subset inside Communist China. People don't realize it's not really truly, you know, Marxist communism. It's basically a form of corporate feudalism run by a bunch of clique inside the so-called Communist Party for their good, and everybody else can go to hell. How's that?
That's well put.
Did I explain the same thing with Russia or Iran, the same thing with the mullahs? You play with us, you do our game, you do it our way, you're fine. Otherwise, we have the Savak come after you and kill you in your night in your sleep.
Yeah, I think even Biden should be shaking in his boots, to be quite honest.
Well, he should be, because when the Cubans, by the way, if we could invite them, they'd all become Republican Americans, wouldn't they?
Yes, they would.
Right away, you know that. That's why the Cubans that have gone to Florida are all Republican.
If you were trying to...
Angstrom silver, wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly,
raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. PowerC Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. PowerC Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order. Or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical. Friday is the firing line where we take your questions and issues. You call in to 888-212-8871 and talk to either Michelle or Chris. And those questions are answered on air on Friday on the Friday show, 12 to 1 Pacific, 2 to 3 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern live. Also available on podcast. You can email at contactus@NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. We leave your question with Michelle or Chris, and we'll answer your issues or health challenges on air on the NutriMedical Report program. Listen live to your particular questions with your first name, your city, your state, where you're from, or country, and we will try to help you with your health issues with a free protocol. You can also get free protocols if you call 888-212-8871 or email us, and you'll get a free protocol. And if you've purchased even one product, you can get a call back live after the show by Dr. Bill or an email back with your specific starter protocol. Exactly. We're coming back live here now. So, John W., this is the last segment here. Here's my predictions. I think by September, October, if Trump doesn't come back in office, I'm leaving California because I know the next stage is they're going to do forced vaccination. I won't be doing any studies from what I saw happen to Snap a Doctor where it's in the open. And if I do anything, it'll be in the future. It'll be sealed in such a way that they won't directly connect to me so I can't go to prison or be executed because I... Recently had an incident where a SWAT team was here at my home here Tuesday before last, okay? So the government is just itching to get Dr. Deagle. I mean, I'm really pissing them off. Now, you have to understand what's going on is that the government are delusional, and they think that somehow they get away with all this stuff and that every American is going to submit to them. That's not true. The revolution back, the first revolution against the British was won by 2 to 5% of the population. It wasn't 30 or 40%. It was 2 to 5. And the British, because they had big fancy costumes and the big axes, made it easy to shoot them in the middle of the woods because it's easy to see those bright clothing in the middle of between the trees and boom, boom, the soldiers died like flies. And eventually when they realized that they kept at such loss of numbers, the British knew they had to keep on withdrawing and withdrawing. Eventually they tried to engage and they thought they had the Americans pinned down and the Americans just slaughtered them just like this guerrilla warfare.
Yes.
Now, when they go to homes, it's going to be like guerrilla warfare. They don't know there was a pipe bomb in the driveway. They won't know there's something set up to actually blow them all to hell or hurt them. Or even just knock them out. You know, some kind of gas thing which just knocks them all out and it goes into the side of their vehicle and they all just get knocked out. Then we just open up the vehicle and pop them out, you know, like a, what, some kind of candy thing. I don't think people, the government realizes that when you can't take off your regular citizenry and a percentage of us, 2 to 5%, will resist with everything right down to dying against our so-called enemy. Now, I don't want that, but obviously Joe Biden isn't alert enough to realize that that's going to happen. He doesn't think we're going to be resisting them, that we're just going to submit. And he's going to get a number of Americans that will submit. They think, well, Deagle's crazy. There's no way the shots are lethal. Or they must be giving you some protection. When really, if you actually look at the data, they provide no protection against coronavirus 19 or any of the new ones like the Lambda or Delta strain. Okay. So what we're dealing with is a lethal injection to sterilize you and destroy your health and kill you, and it's going to take several years to do so. And if you take my nutraceuticals, contrary to the morons like Dr. Mikovits and Dr. Tenpenny and Dr. Khalil and so on, and believe these disinformation I call controlled opposition agents, and I call death agents, and try to pretend, even using scripture, believe it or not, that's how nervous she was. Reading scripture and saying, if you've taken the shot, you've basically taken the mark of the beast and to hell with you. Okay? No, to hell with you, ladies. And gentlemen. All of you. We have to always work toward solutions. And solutions, for example, I like to hear Arnold Schwarzenegger talk about. When you're talking about global climate change, a lot of it's caused by weather manipulation, caused by HARP 2. But when there's things happening to the weather and so on the planet, we have water modification technology. We need to stop pollution. Pollution's killing the upper benthic layer of the oceans. It's damaging the ozone layer, allows ultraviolet radiation to come in to the ground, okay? So right. You have to understand, dealing with pollution is really straightforward and simple.
Yeah.
You can't be putting glass mass out in the ocean. You can't be putting plastic microbeads from drinking glasses out all over the oceans and destroying the oceans, okay? So I think a logical, reasonable approach toward all these problems is one that's going to solve it. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, have you noticed they haven't banned carbonated soft drinks? I mean,
right. That's
a producer of carbon dioxide.
Well, that's not a greenhouse gas anyway. The greenhouse gas that they're talking about is people.
Yeah.
We turn into a gas. Isn't that funny? I'm being sarcastic here, right?
Yeah.
Or animals that fart. You know, you don't want a farting animal, man. That's the end of the world.
Yeah. Personally,
the cattle eat grass and fart.
I'd be very concerned if this planet ran out of CO2.
Yeah, well, it's the opposite of what they say, because these people are not scientists. They are histrionic. Geopolitical and spiritual activists like this kid from Norway with Asperger's syndrome, and she's abused by her parents, and they put her out like this little play doll of that. If you don't stop it, we're all going to die, and the world's got ears left. I'm thinking, shut F up, okay?
Yeah.
Are you doing something to stop putting plastic killing the benthic layer of the oceans? No. Are you stopping Fukushima Daiichi, which all, by the way, Fukushima is fully run by American companies. Did they fix Fukushima Daiichi? No.
That's right.
But it's all bullshit, okay? So when you worry about what's going on with the global system, and not only that, we're doing HARP 2, they're purposely causing drought. They don't want to talk about primary water. I had Paul Power down here for the last 10 years, who's Hungarian, who's been 60 years working primary water over the earth. I had him come down to my home here about 6 years ago. I did radar analysis of my land. I got to tell you right now, no one in the government is talking solutions. They're all full of shit, sniping back and forth in controlled opposition like Alex Jones and Mike Adams just scare the shit out of people. And people like Dr. Tenpenny says, if you took the shot, whether you like it or not, you took the first layer of the mark of the beast, F you, you're going to die, see you later in hell. How's that?
Yeah.
And don't quote scriptures telling me some evil shit like that. And say you're a good person. You're not. You're an evil bitch.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, there's no ethics whatsoever to these women or some of the men.
Well, don't worry. I got a warning actually, Doctor. my lady is aspirin expert. You know, Betty Martini says, "Well, the word's getting around. You're criticizing doctors, so I find it hard to get doctors willing to interview with you." I said, if the doctors are on my hit list, they're going to get interviewed, and they're going to be pinned against the wall and have to answer their freaking questions. I don't mind criticizing people. If they're idiots, they deserve criticism. They're going to get it. They're going to get both barrels. Dr. Deagle is not Mr. Nice Guy. There's not a nice cell or molecule in my body. I'm an aggressive, killing, intellectually, I'm an intellectual assassin. If you say something stupid to my audience, I'm going to intellectually assassinate you and perform an intellectual vivisection like an autopsy on your brain and your logic, live without any anesthetic. Now, you notice I don't get callers to call and disagree with me. You know, I had one that was acting like an ass to this guy, Simon, and then he said to me afterward that, well, Donald Trump, when he's asked to push the vaccines, he will comply. No, Simon, you're an asshole, and you think you know more than Dr. Deagle. Go to hell. As I told him before, take the material you have, blend it, and stick it rectally, because it'll make you a little bit smarter. He's an idiot, just like a lot of other arrogant idiots that think they know better because they can quote this or that paper or some other, you know, I call controlled opposition and so-called right. Donald J. Trump, it doesn't need any of that. He needs people to smarten him up. If he has a mano-a-mano talk, and I'll use my little Italian accent here. Donald, you're like an Italian cousin. You're going to wake up because when we sit down and talk and have some spaghetti and rigatoni, I'm going to tell you straight up because someday I don't want to put a horse's head or fish in a newspaper wrapped up on your doorstep. So you're going to listen. You're my brother. You don't want to push the vaccines anymore because they're killing people. Stop the vaccine glory bullshit. You believed Azar. You believed Mike Pence. They cut off EUA for hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin so they would screw you and put all these genotoxic vaccines. And when the vaccines, the so-called warp system you put, kill people, they blame you and you become the Antichrist. I don't want you to be Antichrist. I want you to repent publicly and let Deagle help you to make people better and protect them with his first line of defense, immune rescue, etc. And if we had it, the EduCap or another form like nasal spray or whatever. But guess what? You're going to listen. And when he talks to you, Donald, freaking listen, because a man knows what's going on. If you don't listen to him, you'll be geopolitically destroyed and become the Antichrist. How's that?
Yeah. In fact, I feel more at ease and comfortable listening to that voice than your voice.
That's my real voice. My real voice is Italian. Listen, I have members of my family, they were Jewish. They were working with the Jewish mafia in Montreal and other places, putting together gemstones and so on. And everybody was always happy with each other. And no one would do unhappy things because violent, horrifying things would happen out of the unhappiness.
Yep.
Donald Trump, you are killing yourself when you tell people you still want vaccine glory. Don't do it.
Right.
No more. Stop being addicted to vaccine glory. You screwed up with a war program. Deagle will set you straight. He'll give you his systems of protecting with nutraceuticals and so on and scalar technologies. And if you don't listen, they will hate you more than Antichrist. How's that?
Right. Well, the Lord bless you, Dr. Deagle. That was beautiful. That was beautiful.
Don't worry. Trump will come around. He's going to have his mono-a-mono talk with Deagle. And I'll use that Italian accent to make him laugh.
Yeah. I love it. Okay.
Don't worry, Trumpy. You're my brother. I'll save your ass from eternal hellfire. But you're going to listen, brother, or you're going to pay. How's that?
That's Italian. That's Italian.
We're good Italianos. Share food, share thought, share destiny. How's that?
That's great.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for
Your
whole family will love. NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Medical's Life Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Strength, because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.